In this recession, more than 13% of American homeowners who have a mortgage have fallen behind in their payments or in foreclosure. Florida is one of the worst-hit states, and there, foreclosed homes just don't have unmowed lawns or broken windows. Some also have stagnant swimming pools that get overrun with algae. The Village of Wellington in Palm Beach County is taking a novel approach to cleaning those pools. They're not hiring pool services. They're letting loose a kind of catfish to chow down on the algae. Dave Hoy is co-owner of the Shiner Shack Fish Farm in Bartow, Florida, and they supply those fish. Mr. Hoy, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
So are the fish cute?
Well, I don't know about that. At least
to each other, maybe.
Yeah, they are. They're a communal fish, very social fish, very docile.
And what do we call this miracle fish?
The common name's a pleco.
A pleco.
Some of the other common names are armored sailfin catfish or placosomus, which pleco is short. But in the tropical fish industry, that particular name, and that fish is big. If you've got an aquarium, most people have a small pleco in there.
Mm. So how many fish might you put in a pool?
Well, it really depends on the gallons of water in the pool, depends on the state of the pool. But for maybe a medium-sized pool, which was going to run around 17,000 or 18,000 gallons, somewhere around 15 fish seems to be doing what we want to do.
Mr. Hoy, doesn't somebody have to clean up after the fish, though?
That's an excellent question, because if somebody says, look, I want this pool cleaned up in 2 or 3 days, naturally those fish are, we'd have to put some numbers in there, 40 or 50 fish. Then you got a lot of consumption over a very short time frame. And that's going to create, like you say, another problem. So that's why we have basically settled on a smaller amount of fish and then let nature kind of take its course.
Mr. Hoy, do you like catfish?
As far as eating the catfish, now, this is not to be confused with that type of a catfish, although they tell me that it is an excellent eating fish. We did do a little study with the university, gathered them up, some of these fish, cleaned them up, and they sent them over to Italy, I believe, and they had some chefs that experimented with some dishes there and said it was quite good. So,
pleco parmigiana?
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, there might be another use here. We might be developing a new marketplace.
Oh my word! Well, but I not the ones who've done all that dauntless work.
There you go.
They should have an honorable retirement.
There you go.
Well, Mr. Hoy, bon appetit to your fish. Thanks for speaking with us.
Man, it's been my pleasure, Scott.
Dave Hoy, co-owner of the Shiner Shack Fish Farm in Bartow, Florida. This is NPR News.